Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand, tropical drink melting in your hand. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda.
Montserrat mystique.
We'll put out to sea. We'll perfect our chemistry. By and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight. Cocktails and moonlit nights. That dreamy look in your eyes. Give me a tropical contact high. Way down in Kokomo,
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego. Baby, why don't we go
down to Kokomo? We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go. Way down in Kokomo.
Oh, Prince, I wanna catch a glimpse.
Know what that song means. Welcome everyone to our regular segment, Talking Travel, with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, sponsor of this station. Welcome, Erin, and also welcome back. We haven't seen you for a few weeks. And what will we be talking about today?
Yeah, thanks, Jan, and good morning. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to be talking about the Golden Triangle in India, where I recently was fortunate enough to travel to with a fantastic tour company, Travel Sapphire. Mm-hmm. We explored both Old and New Delhi, Agra, Ranthambore, and Jaipur. Mm-hmm. So many sensory experiences. So,
well, I'm intrigued to learn more about India and the Golden Triangle region. Yep. But honestly, it's never somewhere I've really wanted to visit. But I would love to learn more about it, of course.
Of course.
Erin, can you let us know where the Golden Triangle is and where you visited?
Yeah, sure. So the Golden Triangle essentially is just that. If you look at a map of India, it's a triangle, and it connects India's capital, Delhi, with two other big tourist destinations of Agra and Jaipur.
Right.
So I think visiting a country like India, especially for the first time, it can be quite overwhelming.
I can imagine, yes.
And, you know, trust me, you know, I was quite overwhelmed and taken aback when I first arrived.
And you're a well-travelled person,
too. Yeah, exactly.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah. So, but, you know, I believe the Golden Triangle and the areas that it encompasses, it's the perfect introduction to this country's wonder and beauty and to start that experience.
Okay, well, it sounds like a magical place.
Yeah.
Can you let us know a little bit of what you got up to in each destination while you were there?
I probably should say, how long do you have?
Yeah.
Well, I might go on for a little bit.
Yeah, it might have sounded a little bit, what have you been doing over there?
I know. Well, so we did the Golden Triangle region. So we arrived into India's capital, Delhi, which is the country's major gateway.
Yep.
And Delhi's a really lovely mix of modern contemporary architecture with, you know, it's a bustling metropolis, but it also has quite rich cultural history as well. So they complement each other. Be warned, though, the heat really does slap you in the face pretty much as soon as you step off the plane. And, yeah, unfortunately, the air quality is quite poor. But, you know, I was there. We had a couple of bouts of rain and things like that.
Okay.
So that does tend to clear the air.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, I do understand that's what happens when you've got over 25 million people.
Absolutely.
Densely populate an area that's really no bigger than Sydney, so it's very populated. But yeah, beautiful nonetheless. So while we're in Delhi, we visited the Jama Mosque and Humayun's tomb, and then we took a tuk-tuk adventure through old Delhi into a precinct called the Chatty Chowk.
Okay.
I probably am not pronouncing these correctly either.
I've got my Australian twang.
Yeah, in other words, that was the Old Spice Market.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was really, really exciting. And we were treated to learning all about the herbs and spices and teas throughout the history of India and the importance that they all played.
Absolutely.
So that was really good.
Mm.
And then from Delhi, we travelled to Agra, which is the home of the Taj Mahal.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
In all her majesticness. And it's famed as being one of the seven wonders of the world.
Yeah.
And it was completed back in 1653, and back then it took over 22 years to complete, quite a feat in itself.
Mm.
But, yeah, it really was a spectacular sight, and we were really quite fortunate not only to walk around the grounds and to be looking at the Taj Mahal, but we even got to go inside.
Oh, beautiful.
And see the tombs of... So it was the Mughal king Shah Jahan who built the Taj Mahal for his wife.
Wow.
And yeah, we got some really beautiful photos of the Taj. You can't take photos inside, obviously, tombs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had, you know, the iconic photo in Princess Diana's chair.
Fabulous.
And, yeah. Yeah, so that was a really, really amazing visit. And then from Agra, we visited an area which is a little detour off the traditional Golden Triangle route.
Mm-hmm.
But we visited Ranthambore,
okay,
which is a national park in the area, which was once a private hunting ground of the Maharaja of Jaipur.
Mm.
And, yeah, so it's... Essentially, it's safaring.
Yes.
So there were some people in our group that were lucky enough to see tigers and leopards and crocodiles and owls and peacocks and monkeys galore.
Yeah.
We did a jeep safari, and the area now is part of a tiger project.
Wow, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it's really good for sustainable tourism and things like that. But it's one of the few places in the world where you can have such a plethora of species of animals that are thriving and living in harmony. So that's nice.
Yep.
And then, after Ranthambore, we travelled northwest, bound for Jaipur, which is I call it the pretty city, but it's also known as the pink city.
Depends
on who you're asking. Mm-hmm. I think both, though.
I think,
Jaipur, it has the beautiful city palace and the Hawa Mahal, which... To me, it looks like a giant set of grand church organs, if you look at it in photos. The famous Amir Fort is also in Jaipur, where the elephant riding used to be quite popular.
Yes,
although I was very happy to see that India's taking a step in the right direction when it comes to animal cruelty and animal tourism.
Great.
They're starting to really promote the use of jeeps to ride up to the fort. So, yeah, that was a really positive step.
That's a good step.
Yeah,
yes,
that I was happy to see. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it sounds like I saw a lot. It was quite a whirlwind trip.
Sounds like it, yeah.
And... You know, it was really one of the most amazing experiences that I have had in travel, and it was definitely a sensory overload of sight, smell,
yes,
and taste.
I can imagine you would be absolutely stunned. Yes,
yes, yeah. And you know, we were very fortunate with Travel Sapphire. We stayed in some of India's finest hotels, and
beautiful.
They were both they varied from, you know, the really modern,
yep,
to the quite historical. So we got to see a
both
bit of both. So
yeah,
that was really good as well.
Well, it all sounds amazing, and it does make me think twice about wanting to go,
yeah,
there. Let's take a short break now and listen to Hot, Hot, Hot.
Yeah, only fitting because it's very hot.
This is the one by Harry Belafonte, so let's have a little listen.
Olé! How you feeling?
Well, welcome back to our Talking Travel segment with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. And today we're talking about the Golden Triangle region in India. And Erin, our segment never seems to be complete unless we talk about the food. So can you fill us in on some of the beautiful food you enjoyed while you were in India?
Yeah, well, Jen, the food really did not disappoint. It certainly was hot, 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 just like Harry Belafonte just said. There was plenty of vegetarian dishes and chicken, and there was a lot of mutton, I found.
Oh, yeah. Because we don't eat very much mutton.
No. And there were also some seafood dishes on offer.
Oh, nice, yeah.
They don't eat beef, it's because cow's sacred. But... yeah, I actually quite enjoyed the Indian staple of dal.
Oh, okay.
It's not when you say to your friend, hi, dal. It's a different type of dal.
Yes.
But it's quite a simple Indian stew made from lentils and sometimes other legumes.
Mm.
And each dal that I tried in each little destination that we visited, they sort of varied. They had their own little... little flavours to it or twists on it.
Yep.
So I found that was a little adventure trying them everywhere I went.
Very brave of you too.
Yeah. Well, the dal isn't too spicy, yep. So that was why I headed towards that. But we really can't forget the gold, crispy, delectable naan bread.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Which I found is very different, like traditionally in India, to what we have in Australia or Western countries. Ours is quite thick, their naan's actually really crispy and thin. I pretty much came home looking like a naan bread, it's safe to say, from the amount that I devoured in my short time over there. But I really loved it when it came out dripping with ghee, which is their fat, their butter, and garlic. And the naans were really the perfect accompaniment with the lovely chutneys and raita and paneers,
chutneys and the naan bread sound fantastic.
Yes.
Really delicious. And Erin, what's the average temperature in India, and what time of the year is the best to travel? Because it'd be pretty hot. Quite hot.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty much hot, all year round.
Yep.
And, with the Golden Triangle, because you're seeing so many different tourist areas, there is a lot of walking to be done.
Yep.
So I would probably suggest going between October and mid-April, because the temperatures are quite, if you can say, mild.
Yes.
They vary between 22 and 32. It is hot, but it is a dry heat, so it's a bit different to what we get.
Yep.
So it is a little bit more acceptable, I suppose you could say.
Yes. Don't have that humidity.
That drains you sometimes. Delhi does actually get quite cold, because due to its closeness or proximity to the Himalayas.
Of course,
They get some winds coming through and some freezing conditions even in January and February.
Mm.
Between sort of our winter, so May and June, it can get really hot over in India, up to like 45 degrees.
Oh, June.
Yeah.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It's pretty full on. So, and then, between July and September, there's sometimes some monsoonal weather or short bursts of rain. So like I was saying, when I was there, we had a couple of little downpours and things like that.
Yep.
So that's the general rule. I would probably say go between October and mid-April.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sounds good. And what piece of advice can you leave us with today, Erin, for people thinking about India? Because I'm sure we've got their attention with hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, with hot, hot, hot. I would definitely suggest anybody thinking of travelling to India to speak to a travel specialist.
Absolutely, yes.
It's not the type of destination that you can arrange on your own. There's so many cultural and language differences. Mm-hmm. The visas that are involved are quite involved. Making sure that you have a certified guide while you're on the ground, because that
good
they
advice.
Can get fined and
advice.
Things like that while you're in India.
Yeah.
I would also strongly suggest speaking to your GP to see about any vaccinations they would recommend. I myself had some boosters.
Good.
Before I headed over to India. Also, as with any destination, always have a steady supply of your usual medications and backup prescriptions.
Yep.
For India, I would also take maybe some extra packets of Imodium, okay. And some hand sanitizer and tissues and things.
Yes.
And even throw in a couple of packets of Barocca or Hydralyte to have with you as well. It you know, it doesn't go astray.
I think that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
That's always handy to have at home, even.
Exactly, yeah.
So, so many fantastic tips there, Erin, and a great segment today. I really enjoyed it. And I'm sure you've stirred a desire in some of our listeners to visit India. And if any of our listeners would like more information about today's segment, are wanting to visit India, or have other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin on our station sponsor on 1300 655 427, or email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au, or you can Google Erin Beckford, which I've done many a time. And what we'll be talking about during our next segment, Erin.
Yeah, thanks again for today, Jan. That was a really fun segment.
It was.
And our next segment, we'll actually be talking about Great Southern Rail here in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So that includes the GAN,
yep.
The Indian Pacific, and the new journey, which is actually called the Great Southern. So, yeah, we'll be talking about all those different rail journeys. And that segment will be on Wednesday, the 12th of June, same time, mm-hmm. just after 10:30.
Yep.
And just as I was telling you in our break, it's really great timing as I've been invited down to Sydney next week to do an inspection of the Indian Pacific train.
Fantastic.
So I'll have some, first-hand
You'll be able to tell us all about it.
And
it is fantastic, and I'm very much looking forward to that segment as well, like all of them.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to talk about all these things.
Yeah.
And the great places that you've actually been to.
Exactly.
Really
thank
good.
You.
So thank you again for today, and I will look forward to seeing you on the 12th.
Thank you.